And welcome back to the greatest show on earth, Dust Poppers. I'm Junior.
And I'm Daniel.
And today we're going to be going over Garfield, the movie.
Do you want to do it? Starring Chris Pratt, Nicholas Holt.
Samuel L. Jackson?
No.
Yeah, he's in the movie.
He's in it, but he's not starring.
Yeah, he's starring, bro. You have a big name like that?
Who's his big name? Vic?
Yeah, he's a dad. Yeah, that's starring. He's like in most of the movie.
Don't forget Snoop Dogg's in there too.
Oh yeah, dude. We caught that voice right away.
Also, not racist, because his name is Maine Coon.
Who?
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, that's crazy. We are going to be doing a non-spoiler and...
it might be one together, because...
No, we're not. We're doing...
Yeah, it should be all together.
It should not. We've been doing this for a while. We're going to be doing a non-spoiler and spoiler review, guys. So make sure you guys stay to the very end, at least to the... Should you watch this movie? Because mm-hmm. That'll be the non-spoiler part. But let's get down to letter grades, man. Do you got the professionals first?
I do have the professionals first.
Motherfucking wants to like, go off script.
It doesn't look good.
No.
Bro, are we talking about Garfield? Are we sure if we're talking about Garfield?
So the critics... gave it a 36%.
Oh my god.
And the audience gave it an 80%.
Yeah, you see, that's good. There's a big difference though between the audience and the critics, but we'll talk about that later.
And Cinema Score gave it a B+.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a B.
C- at best.
C-.
D+.
D+. Okay, we might have different opinions between Furiosa and Garfield, but that's okay. No, dude, I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was a good movie. It was a lot of fun. This, short movie too.
This is definitely a movie you take whatever younger than a toddler is.
No, yeah. I definitely like 9.
No, that's
way 10
too,
and below.
Way too old.
13 and below.
Way too old.
No, way too old. There's no way, bro. The audience gave it an 80% too.
Six and under.
You think Tomato Meter lets kids under 13?
Yeah, bro, you act like you can't just like lie on
them. No, you think people are lying for the Garfield movie?
It's white grown-ups saying it, like those soft ass parents are saying like, oh, I love this movie for my kid.
It was a good movie for kids. It is.
It's a good movie for toddlers.
And I mean, look, I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny.
Exactly. 100%.
Look, we'll go through that on the spoilers, but we do got the award season, baby. We're going to be talking about the MVP of the movie. Who was your favorite character, voice?
The Bull.
Who played the Bull? No, Vic was Samuel L. Jackson, no?
No.
Who played the Bull?
Yeah.
The Bull was Samuel nice. Jackson.
It's Ving Rhames. He's Otto, right? Otto?
No, bro, that's a dog.
No.
Otto's a dog. You don't know Garfield lore? John is the human.
Who was the fucking bull then? What's his name? Whoever the fuck the bull was, that's who I like.
Dude, it's so hard because I know, but there's no way he would be down that bottom, right?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm going to give it to Vic. I really thought Samuel L. Jackson did a great job. I didn't even know it was him. Like, that's how good...
You didn't know it was him. You could tell by his voice.
No, that's what I'm saying. I cannot tell, bro. And I could tell everybody. Snoop Dogg right away. Chris Pratt right away.
That one took me like
Chris Pratt,
probably like two lines before I realized it was his name.
Chris Pratt.
His voice.
Well, talking about that, anti-MVP, I'm going to give it to Chris Pratt. I just don't like him as a voice actor. Super Mario should not like...
Let's see. Super Mario didn't make sense, but this one makes more sense for him.
Why?
Garfield doesn't necessarily have an accent or...
Yeah. Well, so...
Or a certain voice.
Who's your anti-MVP?
Probably the security lady.
No, she wasn't even in it that long. I mean, at least the cat.
The female cat. Yeah.
I was thinking about that too. Yeah. I didn't even give my MVP. I'm going to give it to Otto. Otto. Odie.
Whoever the fuck the bull was.
The dog. No, I'm giving it to the dog. The dog? The dog was so funny, bro. Yeah. He's just a funny character. He's just all around a cool guy. What's the dog's name? Odie?
Oh, yeah. Odie. I think it's Odie.
Yeah, Odie? Okay. Yeah. Man, look, guys.
Look, I haven't watched Garfield since... fucking elementary probably.
Well, with it being a kids movie, I think I'm gonna let this part of the segment go, the horny on the timeline.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to the female cat.
Why?
Because she was obsessive
with Vic. Do you think they had a relationship?
It 100%.
It felt like that was a mom. I'm not even gonna lie, but that is a cat. Oh no, they're all cats. I thought for some reason Vic was a dog.
No, they're all
because there was like dogs in there too.
I don't know, maybe it could be. Because they met after.
They met after Garfield was born?
I feel like they met after.
I'm trying to remember the lore because I remember. So what? Garfield got separated. No, this is a whole spoiler. But we'll talk about it more. We'll talk more about the theories about the relationship and all that. I probably would give it to the cat too. The lady
the
cat.
Okay, whatever her name was.
We're bad with names, but it's okay.
Even if I looked it up right now, I couldn't tell you who she was.
It is. It's the girl that was in Fall Guy.
Oh, Jinx?
Yeah. Jinx?
Jinx.
Is it Jinx? Yeah.
Jinx.
No, no, that's all good. That's all good. We're going through this, bro. I love it.
Yeah.
We do also.
It's going great.
we got the box office. We got the movie experience.
Oh, and for those of you wondering why it's just us two, because we probably haven't brought it up.
We brought it up with Angel, but we'll bring it up again.
Oh, okay. So never mind.
There's a big elephant in the room.
Yeah, he's gone.
Well, I guess there isn't a big elephant in the room.
Yeah, the big elephant's gone.
Anyways, yeah, we've talked about this a little bit, but we did tell you guys last time with all the videos coming out, Daniel was gone for a bit. Yeah. Now Angel's gonna be gone for a bit, and then
I'm gonna be gone in August.
Yeah, well, that's not bad. That's not too far away. Off topic, we do have the box office totals. What's your guess for how much this movie cost?
Not a lot. 20 mil.
More?
A
lot more.
50.
A little bit more.
More?
Yeah, 60 like million. 60? Yeah, 60 Damn. Million. Yeah, it cost 60 million, but let me tell you right now.
That had to be the actors.
Yeah, well, you're right, because it was
a short movie. Do you factor in that price when making a movie?
Yeah, you factor everything.
Okay.
And, like, you have to, like, that's the job of the producer to keep costs down, you know, make sure, like, everything's good on there. But I think, I mean, it was
half of that was for the
short movie. It was
half of that was for the actors.
Yeah, I know, but even the animation shouldn't cost that much, you know?
No, but it looked good. The animation would look good.
Yeah, no, it was good animation. Opening day, it did make 31 million. It was the second movie that weekend because it came out double feature with Furiosa.
Yeah.
We'll bring it up with Furiosa, but this was like the lowest Memorial Day weekend opening.
I did hear that. It was not a good weekend.
It wasn't.
Movies.
But I will say it's pretty much made its money back, because right now, to this day, when we're recording this, we are like 2 weeks after the fact.
They don't need to know that.
Yeah, just give context. 53 million domestic, 100 million international. And
damn,
that's 100.
100?
Yeah. And that's going to be surprising when I tell you Furiosa's like numbers too, but we'll do that later on.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just do a double like feature, huh?
We should have.
Nah, it's okay. But in total, 153 million so far, like 2.5 weeks. Did you ever watch the Garfield like live action movie?
No, I don't think so.
Like 2003,
maybe. 4? One did come out in 2004.
Yeah.
I might have watched that one, yeah.
Yeah, like when we were kids and we were like, damn, who is this motherfucker?
Yeah.
No, I feel like this would do it. I think we're getting a sequel. But we'll talk about that in the spoilers.
I guess. I mean.
Well, what was your movie experience? Did you go by yourself?
No, I went with my cuñado. We had a... my sister was out in Vegas partying.
For?
And party for somebody. Okay. I kind of took over her boyfriend.
Cute.
He made me dinner. And then I took him out to the movies the next day.
That's adorable. Nice. did he enjoy the movie?
Did he enjoy it? He also thought the same thing. It was very toddler-like movie.
Okay. So he didn't...
So, no, we didn't. We enjoyed... I guess we enjoyed it. We just... I don't know. It was
no baby fever?
No. Oh, for them? I don't know.
Ah.
I couldn't tell you.
Andrew wasn't like...
I don't know. There was. I think we were two of the only people without kids.
Nah, bro. Our theater was all adults.
Was it really?
Yeah, but no, okay, I say all adults, but there was like five other people there, you know?
Yeah, ours was very empty as well, but
there's no kids.
They all had kids,
okay.
Except for me and him.
So. You were like, everybody was just looking at y'all like, what the fuck are y'all doing here?
Yeah.
Should they go watch this movie?
If you have toddlers.
I think if you enjoy animation too, it's a good animated movie.
It was very well animated, but again, it's for children.
I do think you can wait, though. I think streaming, maybe when it's on TV. Because if you got kids, sometimes you don't want to go to the movies and deal with the hassle.
If you have kids that are at their birthdays or something like an event is coming up and you want to take them out,
good.
Do that. If not, wait for
streaming.
On streaming.
I agree. I agree with that statement. I like it. This does bring us to the sponsor of today's video.
Which is Air Canada.
Air Canada. Don't be saying that. It's
not even an Air Canada thing.
It's just Canada.
Yeah.
Say, can you see? No, that's
United ours. States.
Oh, Canada, our country. I don't know. But it's Despop, guys. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, like, give us a comment. You know, leave us what you thought about the movie. But also, we are on
Spotify and Apple.
I said error, huh?
What is it?
Apple Podcast?
Apple Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on there and leave us a 5-star review.
Yeah, man. Anytime you're going to work, at the gym, cleaning on a Saturday morning.
If you work up at the dam in Loveland like me and you don't get service, that's where I watch or listen to
our
podcast. Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God. Well, we've been going up. I'm not even going to lie. The last one that I put out, The Long Game, because that took a while to edit, it's got more views than normal. So
nice.
We're going up in the world on podcast.
We're slowly getting there.
We're slowly getting there. But that does bring us to the spoiler zone. Fucking angel.
Yeah, no, just leave that in there. It's fucking angel.
No, but imagine like he's in Mexico somewhere and he just starts making the noise. And
just
like,
do it. Take the clip from... clip and put someone in Mexico and then just be the one we
win. Oh, you think I can like edit him out and like put him in Mexico? You know, like,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Green screen, like,
yeah, just do something like that.
Oh, I could probably do that. That'd be funny.
Little.
We got him. We got him.
Yeah, you're not doing that.
It's on video, bro. I got you.
Yeah, you're not gonna post it though.
Yeah, let's talk about I know you didn't like the movie a lot. What was the best part of this movie for you?
When they're getting on the train for the first time.
Oh, and then they do the back and forth thing. You see, it was a funny movie because that's a funny part.
That was a good part.
I will say, dude, a lot with these animated movies, I feel like the storyline or the plot line isn't usually that good. And I did like the plot line. I like the whole...
It was a very cheesy plot line.
It was, but like, I like the whole, you know, dad coming in and like the plot twist. Obviously, like the plot twist was a little like easy to like pick up on, you know? But like, it's a kid's movie. So like, it's, you know, you don't want the dad to be a deadbeat, you know? Like, oh, he's like, he actually, because it's a kid's movie, you know? Like, he's not actually deadbeat. Like, he had a good reason to leave him and...
make sure he never sees him again.
We'll say the cutest part was when they were talking about how he would always like show up at that tree and watch him, and he would leave a notch every time
he went inside.
Yeah, and that was cute. I thought that was adorable when like he looks up and it's like just filled with like a bunch of notches. I don't know. I thought that was cute. I thought it was a cute movie.
You are very sentimental.
I am. I'm just saying. we do have the worst part. What did you not like from this movie?
I don't know. It had to be when they introduced the cat. The female cat.
Like, as did you not like her as a villain, or what do you mean by?
No, just like when they introduced her, I didn't like that whole scene.
Oh, like she was doing too much.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
It was too much.
Yeah, I mean for a kids movie.
But I mean they want to make it dramatic for the kids, you know.
Yeah, but you were like, it's a little.
Yeah, it's a little much.
You're pushing.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I think the whole. You know what was confusing for me was when Vic, because they didn't really make it clear. I hated how he like threw Garfield under the bus and like got him caught. I know why they did it, but it wasn't explained that well. Because like, if he never got stopped by Jinx, what was his plan? You know, like maybe he did know that Jinx was gonna double cross him, but like, yeah. In my head I'm like, threw him under the bus.
I think he threw him under the bus anyways just to get him out of the way with Jinx that way, because he was gonna get caught, he was gonna go to the pound, and then he knew he was gonna like go and get rescued.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like trying to think of what Vic's like whole plan was like after the fact.
For him?
Because he didn't know.
His plan would have been weird, but no, because Garfield didn't know.
No, I know Garfield didn't know, but also Vic didn't know that Jinx was going to double cross him. Like Vic in this, you know, like maybe he did, but like in this, like if everything went perfectly, he would have given her the shit and then call it a day.
They would have just left.
I don't know. That whole thing was just a little like.
You're overthinking it.
I'm not overthinking it, bro. You're I'm just saying for a kid's movie, you got to at least keep it linear. You know, the whole plan. I did like the whole plan with the bull. The bull did great. I thought that was fun.
I did enjoy the little acorn thing being the little headset.
The Bluetooth? That was so stupid. And then after the fact, he's still like, is this working?
Yeah. Like, why did you have it in there for so long?
Because
the vets not like notice a fucking acorn in one of the dog's ears or something?
Did you like the romantic plot line
of the bull and the cow?
Yeah,
it gave us something different. It gave us more characters, I guess.
I just feel like you never liked the romantic, like.
Why?
Well, because like
it depends on who, because not all movies do it right, you know. They just throw it in there to add more to the story, but it doesn't always, you know, work out. This one worked out because they added it to the plot.
Yeah, because like for them to get in, they need the bull's help, and the bull has a reason to get in, you know.
Yeah, I like that. That worked out.
Okay, I'm just making sure, bro. Sometimes the romantic plot lines like fall.
They fall short. But it didn't with this one. This one came out, you know, very, very high.
Very high. Okay, it just sounds like you like the movie.
I'm not. I never said the movie was bad. I'm just saying
it's not for you.
It's not for my age group.
That's all you gotta say. You know what? I will say I'm surprised that we have Samuel L. Jackson in this movie.
Snoop Dogg,
dude. As soon as
you know what's funny? I never even heard his voice. Like, I don't know what I was like. I don't know if I was looking at my phone at the time or what. But I never heard his voice.
So you don't know who he was? Oh, you know who he was.
What well, I think it was the scene where they were at the...
A pound.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was one of the cats. And we... Yeah. I didn't hear it right away. Jasmine heard it right away.
Yeah.
It was like, that's Snoop Dogg. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it is Snoop Dogg. I will say, though, I wanted to see more John. I thought there was going to be a whole subplot of him, like, trying to find him.
Who's John? The owner. We should have seen a little bit more of him, like, you know, putting up posters around
town. Yeah. Man, all we see is him calling that phone number and then just, like, on hold or whatever.
Yeah.
Funny bit, whatever, you know, if you're 8 or 7 yeah. or whatever. But I was expecting it. I've been like told her, I was like, hey, like, I think John's gonna like go through this whole like adventure.
Yeah, and like, then they're gonna like alleys and then like maybe seeing him off in the distance.
Yeah. Or and then like at the end, he just like he like gives up and then he just like appears in front of him, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of like a trope kind of thing.
Yeah, something like that.
They should have given John more to do. I think he was definitely pushed aside a lot just for, well, I mean, for Vic and Garfield. But do you have anything?
Very sad. Maybe we'll see him in the sequel.
Hey, talking about sequels, do you think this movie deserves a sequel?
I think it does. At least one other one. You know, I don't know about a trilogy, but this one could get a little.
I mean, it did good on the box office. We were talking about it. It made $100 million more than its budget, you know? So,
which is very surprising considering the what everybody's been saying about The Weeknd. Having it been a...
But it's also got like 60 million. Like, that's not a high... I mean, it is high, I feel like, for this animated movie. Yeah. But we will be talking about Furiosa 2. So...
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, motherfuckers. Look, well, we'll talk about it. Make sure you guys stay tuned for that next video. Or maybe there was a previous video and you can look back and
yeah,
see.
Yeah, you can go back and watch it again.
Who knows? Who knows what videos come out first and not, you know? Thank you for watching, man. This is our review of Garfield, the movie. You know, it's a pretty short video, but usually when we got two people, we go through it. We
go through it. Especially with this movie, there wasn't a whole lot to go through.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about pace.
Yeah. It was a...
1 hour 40. Something.
It was good.
It was a fast... Yeah, it was good. It didn't overstay its welcome.
Yeah,
it was great.
No, it was great.
Yes, guys.
So let us know what you think of the movie and what age gap you think people should be watching it at.
Adios.
Deuces.